Welcome to the Beacon, part of the No Fluff Collection. Today we're talking about surveillance you can't see, can't hear, and probably won't believe if you weren't already suspicious. No cameras, no facial recognition, no fingerprints, just the air around you. There's a class of technology emerging that doesn't need to look at you to know that you're there. It doesn't care what you're wearing, it doesn't care if it's dark, it doesn't care if you're behind a wall. It watches how your body distorts wireless signals. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, the background noise of modern life. Researchers call one version of this WHO-Fi. Dumb name but scary potential. The idea is simple and unsettling. Every human body interacts with wireless signals in a slightly different way. Your size, your gait, how you move, how you stand, how you breathe, all of it changes the signal. Those changes can be measured, learned, and worst of all, recorded. Feed enough data into a neural network and you don't need a camera anymore. You don't need a name and you don't need consent. They like to say it's privacy preserving. No faces, no identities, just patterns. Once a system can recognize you without knowing who you are, identity becomes a technicality. Add one database and the anonymity evaporates. And this doesn't stop at Wi-Fi. Bluetooth tracking has already become quite normalized. Retail stores use it, campuses use it, offices use it, events use it. Your phone is constantly announcing itself even when you think it isn't. They can map where you walk, where you stop, who you linger near, how long you stay. No cameras, no signs on the wall, no reason for you to suspect a thing. This is surveillance without confrontation, without optics, without public debate. And that's the point. Because people will argue about cameras, people will argue about facial recognition, people will argue about license plate readers. But how do you argue with the room itself? How do you opt out of radio waves? This isn't about whether WHO-Fi is deployed everywhere today, because it isn't. The question is, why do we keep pretending that experimental is synonymous with harmless? Every system starts out as an idea on paper, then a pilot program, then before you realize it, it is infrastructure. And infrastructure never asks permission. Once this kind of tracking exists, the incentives are obvious. Security, analytics, optimization, efficiency, safety. All of these same words we've been fed before. And just like before, the people being tracked are never the ones making the rules. Freedom of movement doesn't disappear all at once. It erodes, quietly, invisibly, until one day you realize that simply existing in a space leaves a trail you don't control and can't erase. No warrants required, no camera to point at. This is not paranoia. This is trajectory. One reason this show, The Beacon, exists is to point at the things that are becoming normal before anyone admits they're dangerous. This is one of those things. I'm not telling anyone to start panicking, but you need to pay attention. Remember that the most efficient surveillance systems are the ones you never notice. Thank you for listening to The Beacon, presented by the No Fluff Collection.